Chapter 17. Putting the Pieces Together. Self-Leadership. This being human is a guest house. Every morning is a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome, and entertain them all. Treat each guest honorably. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Rumi. A man has as many social selves as there are individuals who recognize him. William James, from The Principles of Psychology. It was early in my career, and I had been seeing Mary, a shy, lonely, and physically collapsed young woman, for about 3 months in weekly psychotherapy, dealing with the ravages of her terrible history of early abuse. One day I opened the door to my waiting room and saw her standing there, provocatively, dressed in a miniskirt, her hair dyed flaming red, with a cup of coffee in one hand and a snarl on her face. "You must be Dr. Vanderkalk," she said. "My name is Jane, and I came to warn you not to believe any of the lies that Mary has been telling you. Can I come in and tell you about her?" I was stunned, but fortunately kept myself from confronting Jane, and instead heard her out. Over the course of our session, I met not only Jane, but also a hurt little girl and an angry male adolescent. That was the beginning of a long and productive treatment. Mary was my first encounter with dissociative identity disorder, known as DID, which at that time was called multiple personality disorder. As dramatic as its symptoms are, the internal splitting and emergence of distinct identities experienced in DID represent only the extreme end of the spectrum of mental life. The sense of being inhabited by warring impulses or parts is common to all of us, but particularly to traumatized people who had to resort to extreme measures in order to survive. Exploring, even befriending, those parts is an important component of healing.